If there were a formula for rejection, geeks would probably have it. But as commentator Matt Giroux points out, for a few years, it wasn't so bad being a geek.
Recently on NPR, I heard a listener comment which struck fear into me and probably the network's top brass, too. One segment, apparently, and I quote, reinforced the stereotype that public radio is a little geeky. In the male world, no one uses that word lightly. Sure, I spend all day in front of a computer, and I might remember huge tracts of Monty Python's Holy Grail, but only a year ago, that patina of geekiness was enough to get a date. But now the revolution is clearly over. Geekiness has reverted to its default, uncool setting. Of course, broadly defined, many of us are geekier than we might admit. Computer geeks, nerds, dorks, gamers, goths, and Trekkies are the standard bearers. But collectors, enthusiasts, and, yes, even car guys and sports fans reveal an obsession with minutiae that give them away. But sports fans march into their worlds with a blessing of American culture, while geeks retreat into theirs to get away from it. And who can blame them? Popular culture has always made geeks the butt of jokes, but within the geekosphere, idiosyncrasy and intelligence are celebrated at the expense of all that is manly, athletic, and well-groomed. Still, this wormhole littered with pizza boxes and cola cans was rarely entered by choice. But in the 90s, everything changed. The internet was a petri dish which seemed ideally suited to nurturing the geek vision. Geeks got to override an oppressive social structure with elegant code. It was nerdvana. But more significantly, it made lots of people breathtakingly rich. For the first time ever, being a geek was cool. As it turned out, of course, the venture capitalists who pumped up and raided the dot-coms discovered they hadn't funded a business model exactly, but more of a thinly commercial, cultural vision. The geek behind the curtain revealed, the bubble burst. In the past few months, brawny firefighters have reestablished real men as the apex of American desirability, but the game was already long over. Geeks have retrenched back into the enclaves of science and the internet. And apparently, public radio. But I wouldn't know anything about that.
Matt Giroux is a writer and filmmaker in Portland, Oregon.